If you can see the changes that have come over me.
From Troy Public Radio and the College of Communication and Fine Arts at Troy University, I'm Scott Sexton.
And I'm Diane Orlovsky.
And you are listening to Inquire, conversations about choral music, the arts, and life.
In this podcast, we want to tell you the stories behind the songs. We want to go directly to composers and thinkers and supporters of arts to learn how they explore sound and universal text and shared human experiences. And so we return to our conversation with Blake Morgan, along with a sonic reminder of how and where we ended the previous episode with that gorgeous arrangement of Caledonia. We've actually titled these two episodes Reimagination. The dictionary definition of that verb, reimagine, is to imagine again or anew, to form a new conception of, or to recreate. And Blake, so much of your work embodies and lives and breathes in this creative space. And the next arrangement is no exception. So, case in point, we're going to hear how the King's Singers brought your arrangement of Hushabye Mountain to life. And our audience might remember the piece from the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and by the same composers who wrote the score for Mary Poppins. All that to say, can you explain how you utilized jazz harmonies and textures and changing meter and vocal percussion even to reimagine this very simple melody?
Yeah, it's taking something very simple and making it not so simple, definitely.
Man,
putting it in a 5/4 samba, actually, towards the end there. It's similar to what you said in the last episode and similar to what you just said a second ago. Just taking things and spinning them in different contexts. I've always loved the idea of, it's when you see a picture you've loved for a long time that you can just kind of visualize in your head and you see a different angle of it all of a sudden, like a snapshot from someone else. And it dawns on you all of a sudden that you're like, I know this scene. I know all the subjects, but I'm looking at it from a different angle. And that's one of my favorite things about reimagining a melody, is that, you can set something up and create an entire new world for it to live in. But then as soon as that melody starts to weave itself into the framework, into the tapestry, people go, whoa, I think I've heard this before, and I just, yeah. I'm obsessed with that moment where it, falls into your lap and it dawns on you. So that's what I've really tried to do here. There are some songs that I feel they just don't need a cappella covers of that song. You know what I mean? It's like Hushabye Mountain is such, and it's just, it's an iconic, strong,